with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So we have a new study confirming that curcumin from the turmeric spice lowers cholesterol. I've been talking a lot about curcumin over the past month because it's the research is just so impressive for this compound that's found in the turmeric spice. And the, you know, so let's see. I think over the past month I've talked about curcumin's anti-inflammatory effects, its antioxidant effects, how it's good for the immune system, how it even reverses memory issues, cognitive dysfunction, maybe even play a role in Alzheimer's disease. And now we have some evidence that the compound in turmeric, curcumin, can actually lower cholesterol. This is from Phytotherapy Research, published December 2014. The title of this study, Lipid-Lowering Effects of Curcumin in Patients with Metabolic Syndrome, a Randomized Double-Blind Placebo-Controlled Trial. This is good because we're not just looking at the lipid-lowering effects of curcumin in healthy people. We're actually looking at it in a group of people with what we call metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome is a constellation of signs and symptoms of a deranged metabolism. So sugar levels are going to be high. Insulin is going to be messed up. Cholesterol and triglycerides are going to be messed up. There's usually central obesity, belly fat, which is a huge cardiovascular risk factor. So this is good. We're actually looking at this at patients with an actual syndrome. And so it just adds some weight to the results. So let me just go through this study here. This was a 12-week study, and they were testing the efficacy of curcumin on weight, glucose level, and lipid profiles, as I said, in patients with metabolic syndrome. They had 65 patients. They were randomized into two groups, right? You have one group taking curcumin. It was 630 milligrams three times a day. So let's do the math there. 630, three times a day. What does that come out to be? About 1,800 or so milligrams. Is that about right? 1,890 milligrams? Oh, yep, my math is right. There it is in the abstract of the study. So about 1,890 milligrams a day. And then, of course, you had the other half of the people on a placebo. So here, what they found at the end of the 12 weeks, the level of high-density lipoprotein, what we call the good cholesterol, significantly increased from about 40 to 44, close to 44 points. And then the level of the low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, LDL, the bad stuff, significantly decreased from about 120 to about 106. That's really good. And then there was also a reduction in the triglycerides of about 65 points. So when you look at the standard cholesterol test, you have total cholesterol, LDL, HDL, triglycerides. It's improving all three of those parameters. The bad stuff's going down, the good stuff's going up, and the triglycerides are going down. So that's all right there. 12-week study, close to 1,900 milligrams a day of curcumin from turmeric. Very nice study. Overall, what was nice is there was a decrease in the cholesterol ratios. That's something we look at a little bit more than just the absolute numbers. One of the ratios that cardiologists like to look at is the total cholesterol divided by the HDL cholesterol. So in this case, since the HDL cholesterol went up significantly, this ratio, which is probably better to look at than just absolute numbers, as I said, decreased significantly. The total cholesterol to the HDL ratio improved significantly. So this is really good news. The authors of the study concluded, quote, daily curcumin consumption may be an alternative choice to modify cholesterol-related parameters, especially in people with metabolic syndrome, end quote. Nice, nice, nice study. So let's review what my own personal protocol is for cholesterol, because I've talked about the issues with just looking at a standard cholesterol test. And that's what they were doing here in this study. And I want to remind you that, you know, if your doctor does a standard cholesterol test, okay, and again, that's going to be total cholesterol, the total level of LDL, HDL, and then the triglycerides. It's not the best test. It just isn't. As a matter of fact, it's not. They're not actually counting how much LDL you have and HDL. It's all calculated, so it's not even all that reliable. And so, if you have a doctor who's you know, done this type of test on you, this standard cholesterol test, and has decided that you have some risk for heart disease because of this test, and wants to put you on the go-to medication, the statin medications, before you do that, I do suggest, and I'm not, you know, you got to work with your doctor, to speak with, you know, your doctor about it, but I would suggest before starting anything, really, even supplements, I would do a more advanced cholesterol test. The one that we use here at Life Extension is called the VAP test. It's what, and just to give you an idea, you know, so the standard cholesterol test, as I just mentioned, is looking at four things, four parameters. But an advanced cholesterol test, like the VAP test, is looking at over 25, 30 different cholesterol parameters. So it's exactly what the name implies. It's an advanced test, and it gives us so much more information. Here's what we've learned over the past few years. You know, LDL is what we call the bad cholesterol, right? The low-density lipoprotein. The higher it is, the theory has always been that there's a greater risk of heart disease, because this is the stuff that sticks, right? The LDL sticks to your arteries. It causes atherosclerosis. Well, what we've learned over the past few years is that it's not really the LDL. It's the size and shape of the LDL that makes more of an impact on arterial plaque than just how much of it. There's basically big fluffy LDL that doesn't stick as easy, and then there's real small dense LDL cholesterol that does stick real easily. So and your standard cholesterol test doesn't even look at that. It takes an advanced cholesterol test to really look at the size and shape of your LDL. That's just one example. So before you really do anything, before you start a medication, start even a supplement, I strongly suggest something like the VAP test. And then don't forget about some of the other risk factors as well. You know, if the only thing, let's say you do the advanced cholesterol test, and let's say the only thing that's abnormal is you do have a high LDL and they're small and dense. That's a risk factor for atherosclerosis. But let's say everything else is fine. Let's say all the other 16 heart disease risk factors like inflammation and hormones and vitamin D, vitamin K2, omega-3 oils in your blood. Let's say all that looks fine. I don't think we need to freak out. I think we need to take it into context. So make sure you're addressing all these other risk factors before you do anything major just for cholesterol. I also, you know, before I start supplements, I like people with high cholesterol, if it's been confirmed with an advanced test, to go ahead and increase dietary soluble fiber. That's going to bind some of the cholesterol from your diet, and that really does help out. And definitely avoid the processed sugars. Processed sugars will raise the bad cholesterol. And guess what type of bad cholesterol it raises? It raises the small, dense LDL. Turns out saturated fat does increase the bad cholesterol, but it's the big, fluffy kind that's not so bad. So increase dietary fibers, specifically soluble fibers. Avoid those sugars, okay? And that means if you do have some LDL, it's going to be the bigger size, which is not as bad. Supplements I like to use: red yeast rice, about 1,200 milligrams a day, polycosanol, about 10 to 20 milligrams a day, and pine bark extract, which is also called pycnogenol, about 100 milligrams a day. That's all for the bad cholesterol, the LDL. HDL we can manage with niacin, Indian gooseberry, and exercise. Don't forget, exercise raises HDL just about as good as anything we have. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.